This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did a story yesterday about free college education. No scholarships involved, though. No free academic or athletic rides involved. Air travel, however, will be necessary. Germany is one of a number of countries, many of them in Europe, in which higher education comes taxpayer paid. Surprising absolutely nobody, a growing number of foreign students are Germany bound, letting taxpayers there pick up the tab for their college educations. But there are some trade-offs. In the second of two reports, WGBH's Kirk Carapezza checks in with American students studying abroad.
At a cafe just around the corner from the University of Cologne, students sink into big armchairs and sip lattes. This is Rachel Smith's favorite place to spend downtime between classes.
I love it. I love it here. I really like the city. I love the culture.
The 26-year-old from Syracuse, New York, is working on her master's degree in environmental science and has been living in Germany for 2 years. She's one of almost 100 American students studying at the University of Cologne. And like all of them, she's doing it for free.
I feel like, how did I get away with this? Like, how did I manage to make this happen?
Today, more than 150,000 international students are getting degrees here, including more than 4,000 Americans. That's double what it was just 5 years ago.
When an American student reaches out to me and says that they're interested, I talk to them and find out as much as I can.
That's Jay Malone. Jay's from Ohio, got his master's degree in political science in Germany, and stuck around to start a college consulting firm focused on bringing Americans here. I hopped in the car with Jay on a scouting mission to the University of Siegen. It's one of the places he'll take a group of American high schoolers visiting in June.
What kind of student would want to study at this university?
I think it would be a student who kind of wants to get out of the city. Siegen is a smaller regional capital.
Smaller and beautiful. Siegen is nestled among the hills east of the Rhineland. On this afternoon, a light dusting of snow covers the pointed roofs and slate-tiled cottages of the city's old town.
You see that, the slate siding? That's, like, typical Siegerland.
In Siegen, we met Delisha Doran, an American studying German, who says while she's enjoyed the international experience, there are downsides.
You're gonna cry a lot. Like, you're gonna miss home a ton.
Doran also misses the luxuries available at many American schools.
I miss having a gym 5 minutes away. I miss having a cafeteria that will give me endless food for the whole day.
And of course, there's the language barrier. Germany is offering more programs in English. The government will even pay for language classes. It wants these students here, even though German taxpayers foot the bill.
If you look at Germany, the only resource we do have are human resources, actually.
Dorothea Ruland is Secretary General of the German Academic Exchange Service, or DAAD, which is in charge of Germany's international push.
We depend on innovation, on inventions, of course, and where do they come from? From institutions of higher education or from research institutions. So you have to have big international networks.
Half of foreign students getting a degree here will stay. And not just for the short term, 40% plan on being here for at least 10 years. In the U.S., only 12% of international students opt to stay for even 1 year. Back in Cologne, we met up with a group of Americans who are now part of that international network Ruland talked about.
And your dream would be to stay here?
That's my plan at the moment, yeah. I want to see what the workforce is like here, like a full-time job, and see if I enjoy it.
That was Andrew Kinder, who's studying business. His classmate, Natasha Turner, wasn't so sure.
I don't know. No, I don't. But I don't have to, you know? And so I know employers on both sides of the ocean will look at my CV and be like, oh, that looks good. So I'm employable anywhere.
Employers agree. So if Natasha doesn't want to come back to the States, she doesn't really have to. America still has enough talent and enough students for now. In Cologne, Germany, I'm Kirk Carapezza for Marketplace.
All right, it's your turn. Would you pay higher taxes to make higher education free? Weigh in and take our poll at marketplace.org.